Matt, before we begin, this is breaking news. Are you ready for this?
I've braced myself.
Right now, as we speak, virtually all of the 7,100 Starbucks in this country have shut down.
I think 330 of those are on my block in New York City.
Isn't that crazy?
That is
What's
insane.
America going to do? You know why they're shutting down?
Why?
For barista re-education.
Wow.
Now I think maybe my local barista will stop asking me how many shots I want in my double espresso.
You know, John McCain spent 6 weeks in a barista re-education camp.
All right, on to our special election coverage.
Bite the ballot.
Love it. So Matt, you've been looking into the presidential campaign rallies and the music that the candidates use.
Yeah, Faith. And it turns out that Republicans aren't just getting trounced in primary voter turnout. They are getting killed in rally music, too.
What do you mean?
Well, Mike Huckabee, for example, he was using More Than a Feeling by Boston.
Fantastic song.
Awesome. Band asked him to stop.
Really?
Yep.
Well, that's shocking to me. I mean, you're telling me that the views of an 80s guitar band just don't mesh with that of a former evangelical preacher?
No, they don't. But if you think that Mike Huckabee has it bad, it's even worse for John McCain. First, Senator McCain played some John Cougar Mellencamp, but the Coug told him to stop it. Then McCain went to the theme from Rocky, but he was told politely but firmly by record producers that the song was not his property.
Oh.
Then he even thought about using ABBA, which is an interesting choice for a defense security hawk.
Well, also, they're from Sweden.
Absolutely. They decided not to even ask because they were sure they were going to say no.
I think that's probably for the best. I don't know. I don't know how presidential it is to invoke Dancing Queen.
We didn't fight the Revolutionary War so we could have a Dancing Queen, Faith. Not a Dancing King,
no,
either.
No dancing taxation without dancing representation?
Absolutely. But Faith, this is not fair. John McCain's supporters have as much right as anybody to listen to terrible pop music while they're at a campaign rally.
It's not terrible.
If he's going to be a major candidate for the presidency, he's got to have a rally song. It's the American way. It is in our Constitution.
No, Matt, it's not.
It's right there in Article 5. Senator McCain needs our help. I talked to country star Lee Greenwood. He's a singer-songwriter of the biggest patriotic hit of the last 20 years. God bless the USA. If anyone is going to be on the GOP side, it's got to be Lee Greenwood.
That's the, isn't that the, I'm proud to be an American, so at least I know I'm free.
Yeah.
So how did that go? He had to say yes.
Well, turns out that McCain wasn't Lee's first choice.
In the current president, I actually supported Vice President Cheney, and I was there at the disposal of the White House, but wasn't called upon.
What does that even mean? He supported... When did Cheney announce his candidacy? I don't understand.
I think he was looking to draft Dick Cheney.
Wow.
So that was a no-go. So I hit the phones with a whole list of red-blooded, patriotic rock bands. Skinner, Kid Rock, Charlie Daniels Band.
Okay, what happened? You had to have some takers.
They didn't return our phone calls.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I did get a hold of the slightly less red-blooded John Flansburg, lead singer of They Might Be Giants.
They were on Fair Game.
Yes, indeed.
I think our political posture would make it impossible for us to help out Mr. McCain.
That was an extremely nice reply.
Faith, we're running out of options here, but we have one last chance. I tracked down Ray Parker, a conservative jazz bassist. I can confidently say that he is our last best chance to find a musician willing to help the McCain campaign, and he joins us now.
Oh, fantastic. Ray, are you there?
I'm here, and I agree we don't need a dancing queen for the next.
Well, thank you for joining us. Ray, why do you think that so many musicians are unwilling to lend their music to the Republican cause?
Yeah, I really don't know. Although I have to tell you, I'm kind of a floating red buoy in a blue. I see a blue here in New York City. So,
well, I mean, could we use you? How do you think your music stacks up against, you know, traditional campaign rally anthems like "Don't Stop Believin'" or "Celebration"? How does jazz stack up against that?
It would stack up well. I don't think I have anything completely in mind. I mean, I haven't sat down and actually tried to write a tune that would be good for a campaign jingle.
Maybe you should, Ray. What would happen if you did that? Then maybe we could make some calls for you and play it for the McCain campaign.
That's not a bad idea.
Well, we have a clip from John McCain's victory speech in Wisconsin, so let's see what it would sound like with a little Ray Parker victory music underneath it.
All right.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you, my friends, for your support and dedication to our campaign. And thank you, Wisconsin, for bringing us to the point where even a superstitious naval aviator can claim with confidence and humility that I will be our party's nominee for president of the United States.
Ray, I think that sounded amazing. You just made McCain sound like the coolest cat ever.
I think so. I mean, yeah, I mean, it adds a certain gravitas to his whole speech, I think.
But not just, Matt, what do you think? I mean, I think not just gravitas, but sort of like a cavalier attitude, you know?
Makes him sound like a bootlegger in the 1920s.
Hey.
I think that he meant that as a compliment.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I love the Great Gatsby.
So, Ray, bottom line, are you willing to let John McCain's campaign use your music?
Well, I mean, we can strike a deal. I mean, it's a free country. It doesn't mean everything's free.
You want the GOP presidential nominee to pay you to use his music?
Oh, yeah, this is a capitalist society.
Thank you, Ray and Matt.
Thank you.
Ray Parker is a jazz musician and political conservative and a damn fine Republican. Matt Pack is a dude who works for our radio show.